And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us. When it comes to spiritual enlightenment, there is no shortage of ideas of how to attain it. Most of the approaches involve regimented and sometimes difficult practices that may take many years to get any real results. Although my next guest says there is another way. Tim Freake is a philosopher and is the author of many groundbreaking books. His latest is titled The Mystery Experience, A Revolutionary Approach to Spiritual Awakening. And Tim joins us now. Tim, thank you very much for coming on the program here on 1320 WILS.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, you're in England. Where exactly are you in England?
I'm in Glastonbury in the southwest of England, which is a quirky little place with great spiritual history. It's a tiny town, but it's full of mythology.
I see. Now, when we talk about spirituality and the psyche, when it comes to many Americans, it seems that nowadays the larger issue of mental health involves drugs, mood stabilizers, medications, sleep aids, painkillers. How do you view this development in relation to spirituality?
Well, you know, you obviously the states we inhabit is linked to the states of the body, particularly of the chemical states. But you can change things from the outside or you can change things from the inside. If you're taking drugs and things like that, which obviously can play an important part for some people in some situations, you're changing it from the outside and you're reliant on that. But if you can get to the place where you're changing your state of consciousness from the inside, then it's, I think, a lot healthier and it's something which you're much more in control of yourself.
So when you're talking about being awakened spiritually, tell me, how did that process occur for you personally and what led you to write this book?
Well, for me personally, it started when I was very young. When I was 12 years old, it seemed to me that life was this incredible mystery, that we existed, that I existed. And all the grown-ups seemed to be kind of asleep in some sort of coma, pretending as if they knew what life is. But really, I could see that no one did know what life was. And I spontaneously had an experience of what I call being deep awake. The actual state of my being changed, and I felt the oneness with the universe, which the mystics talk about, and this incredible love, like the whole universe is full of love. And as a little boy, this made a big impression on me and set me off on this strange journey, which has been my life, of studying and then writing books about all the major spiritual traditions of the world, finding at their heart, they're all about bringing about this change of consciousness. And what's happened with my latest book is I've now felt like, right, I want to synthesize all of that into a new approach, one which isn't bogged down in the past, one which avoids all of the dead ends I've been down, which have been many, I can tell you, and which doesn't present spirituality as something otherworldly or fluffy or kind of superstitious, but grounds it in science and enables you to see how easily anyone can touch this quite extraordinary state, this what I call the wow of life, just seeing how incredible it is to be alive.
So what exactly is the mystery experience and how do you go about having it?
Well, why I call it the mystery experience, which is traditionally called spiritual awakening, I use that term too, but the mystery experience happens when you're conscious of the mystery. When you know, most of us are living in a story we tell about who we are and what life is. And that's fine, we need that story. But underneath, there's this incredible mystery in every moment of what is it to be alive? And by simply paying attention to that mystery, consciousness changes. To wonder, to look at the moment with real wonder, just what is this incredible flow of life? And if you go deeply into that, there's this discovery of a deeper level to yourself, the deep self, and that really is a revelation. So what I've done in the book is just take people on this very clear journey where we come in through something as simple as wondering at the mystery of existence and then go deeper and deeper and deeper into the deep self and this deep love that I was talking about and how that can then affect our everyday life. How can that transform our day-to-day existence and allow us to really feel like we're living, not kind of this numbness which often we accept as normal.
I'm talking to Tim Freake. He's the author of the new book, The Mystery Experience, A Revolutionary Approach to Spiritual Awakening. So Tim, give me the initial concrete step that a person takes to begin this process.
Well, like I said, the first step, which I start the book with, is as simple as looking at this moment right now with the wonder that it deserves. Just actually being able to look at this. You know, I worked at a time in my life with a lot of people who were dying. And what I saw was when people faced death, they suddenly woke up to the fact that they were alive. And they would look out at their garden, and instead of just going, oh, it's my garden, they would see, wow, the colors, the presence, the life, the feeling of being. And we miss that because we get so acclimatized to it, we filter it out. So the first step is just to pay attention to the wonder of the moment. And as you go through that, then there's deeper practices which can start coming in, which can lead you to this deep awake state.
Now, you talk about appreciating the wonder of the moment, but the reality for many here in Michigan and across the country is that right now the job market is very difficult. Many people are out of work. The housing market has collapsed. The economic outlook is very uncertain. When they are dealing with all this stress and pressure, I mean, how are they really supposed to embrace this wonder?
That's a fantastic question. I'm really pleased you asked that because, you know, I don't want to give the impression that this is and what I'm saying in my book and retreats is, you know, hey, it's all great, it's all great. No, it's not all great. A lot of it is really hard, and we need to be able to look that straight in the eye. What I'm saying is that all of life has this paradoxical quality to it. So there is always things, sometimes big things, which cause us suffering, which cause us stress and worry, and those things probably aren't going to just magically disappear. And that's the way that life is. But not instead of that, but as well, that we are alive right now is also a cause of great wonder.
You know, for many people, when they're dealing with the most painful parts of life, they turn to their religion and their deeply held religious beliefs. How do you view structured religious thought as involved in spirituality? Do you think it limits spiritual growth on some levels, or do you think it actually can help someone develop a high level of spirituality?
You know, what religion does very well is community, and community is a really important thing. But often I think philosophically, in terms of understanding, it's limited by the past. It's where we've been. And I think what we need now is a whole new form of spirituality. At the heart of all the great world's religions, which I've studied in depth and written about in depth, you'll find very similar ideas to do with oneness and love and awakening. Now, what we need to do, it seems to me, is create a new form of spirituality, which is still congruent with all of that and with whatever religious faith you may have been brought up in, but which also can harmonize with the deep understanding which science has now given us and which can be both rational and intuitively satisfying. So that it's kind of a new, clean version. That's why I've kind of written a book with a new language with which to discuss these things so that we can actually experience it and not just get caught up in superstition or kind of limiting ideas from the past.
What about concrete daily practices like meditation, which of course is used in many cultures to develop a higher state of spirituality? Is that one of the ideas that you think, do you think that is an important factor in becoming more spiritual?
I mean, I'm a big fan of meditation. I've done it all my life. And I go through how you can approach that. So there's loads of things that can help, but it's always important to remember that what we're seeing is actually who we really are and how this and what life really is. And that's the way it already is. We already are that. We just need to become conscious of it. And when we do, there's this love of life, this love of being. Not liking everything. That's impossible. Some of it's not very likable. But an underlying love of life itself. And that really makes the joy we experience more joyful and makes the suffering poignant. It makes it something which we can bear and love through and something through which we can grow.
How does that fit in, though, with the reality that so many people nowadays are extremely depressed and are receiving medication for it on some level or
well,
anxious?
That's so true, isn't it? And all I can do is really talk from my own experience and the experience of those people that I've shared this with. And it seems to me that there is, if you like, a hole inside us. There's a hole in the soul which only this love can fill. You know, when this deep love arises, then there's a completeness and there's a relief and there's a feeling of coming home. It's like, oh, right, this is what I was looking for. And if you look deeper, I think you find what you're longing for. But the problem is that as a culture, we're not doing that. And so what's happening is that people are feeling this emptiness, becoming bereft, feeling overwhelmed, getting caught up in the story and the dramas and the worries so much that they're missing the joy of just being. And that's leading to a state of depression and anxiety and stress. And then we're dealing with it not by letting it propel us into a deeper recognition of what life is, but by medication, which then suppresses all of that. And we end up kind of in a greater numbness. And we need to turn that around. But it's up to each individual. Only each individual can turn that around and go, you know what? I'm not going to be alive for long, and I don't want to spend it like this. I want to spend it genuinely entering into the adventure of my life and making and experiencing it as deeply and as richly as I possibly can while I can.
Tim Freake, the author of the new book, The Mystery Experience, A Revolutionary Approach to Spiritual Awakening. Tim, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
It's been a real pleasure.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.